Well, today we have the episode in John chapter 6 about what happened after the Lord had fed the 5,000 in the wilderness and how they kept searching for him. The crowd was trying to figure out, did Jesus and his disciples go across the sea? They thought they did, so a lot of them got into the boat and they went across the Sea of Galilee searching for Jesus. When they didn't find him, they all came back to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And again, we're talking about hundreds, even thousands of people were either walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee to get to the other place where they thought Jesus was, or they got into boats and traveled across. And when they didn't find him, they all came back. Finally, they found the Lord back in Capernaum. And they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" The Lord's response is very interesting. He basically says, "Well, why were you searching for me? And was it because you believed in me and what I was saying and my teachings and saw that I was working great miracles? Or was it because you're hungry again and you want another free meal? You want another free handout?" What were they searching for? Were they looking for Jesus? Or were they looking for the stuff that Jesus could give them? And that's a very interesting point. Many of the saints have said, do we really want the God of consolations, or do we want the consolations of God? You see the difference. So many times when people pray, do we focus on union with God, or do we want the nice feelings that come from prayer? A very interesting distinction. What are we searching for? Do we want Jesus and God and his Father? Or do we want the feelings of that come from prayer? So the Lord says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Then the Lord says a very interesting sentence, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." So the Lord is reminding the crowd that everything material will perish eventually. Food, house, clothing, these material things. That should not be the purpose of our life, because all these things will disintegrate. We are dust, and unto dust we shall return. But Jesus says, work for the food that lasts forever. The food that is eternal life. And so, of course, obviously people have to go to work. You have to provide for your family, of course. But if somebody focused their entire life just on material things, that's a fruitless dead end, because that will not live forever. That's only focusing on this world. But Jesus says, always, while you work in this world, keep your eyes focused on heaven, on growing spiritually, growing in holiness, growing in virtue. That is the food that endures for eternal life. God's grace, holiness, virtue, the sacraments, receiving Holy Communion. That is the food that endures for eternal life. That is the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. Yes, we have we have to eat. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But if somebody just spent their whole life focused on material things, that life will be empty. But Jesus says, focus on the food that endures for eternal life. Perhaps he's talking here about the Holy Eucharist, because this is John chapter 6. He's going to reveal that he himself is the bread of life. The man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, Scripture says. So, of course, as we take care of our material things that we need, that should not be the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life should be focused on Jesus, on the sacraments, the Holy Eucharist, receiving the graces that we need for eternal life.